Right now, Newell on Tuesdays, as you know, in the 11 o'clock hour, likes to recognize what he calls New Orleans difference makers. And the NOLA Coalition, a group of more than 500 businesses, organizations, individuals, and other entities, has come together to help fight crime in New Orleans after we saw those massive spikes in violence in our city after the pandemic. The NOLA Coalition's goal has been very clear: to use an all-of-the-above approach to trying to reduce crime in our community. Joining us in this segment today is Greer Mendy. Hey, Greer, how are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good. Thank you.
Hope you had a great Labor Day.
I did, and I hope you did as well.
Yeah, it was a nice... I had to work, but still enjoyed the holiday as I had an opportunity. So tell us, what do you do, Greer Mendy, that with the NOLA Coalition? What is your organization?
Our organization is Tecrema Center for Art and Culture. It is a cultural organization, cultural arts organization, organized in New Orleans in the year 2000.
In the year 2000. Wow. So you're going back 25 years. You didn't form to join the NOLA Coalition, or were inspired by the efforts, because many of the groups that we've talked to have come together in just the last few years. You've been doing this 25 years as an effort to better our community and help in many ways, including fight crime, right?
That's correct. It started as a strictly arts organization. We evolved to address the arts, but as you know, the arts addresses the humanities, not only the humanities in an esoteric or an artistic way, but our humanity, the humanity of all New Orleanians. We just do it through the lens or the frame of reference of Tecrema Center's mission.
So do you feel like by sharing art with the community and fulfilling your mission, which we'll talk about here in just a moment, that can be another avenue by which to help fight crime, or at least give those who might fall into a life of crime or pursue a life of crime another avenue, perhaps, that prevents them from doing that?
Yes, definitely. And one of the things Tecrema does, and I'm most proud of this effort, in our programming, we have something called Tecrema Youth Dance Arts and Humanities Education Program. It's designed for children, and we started it, as you spoke about the spike in crime, we started it when we looked at what was going on in New Orleans. I think most of our children are good. They're good. Their families are good. Everyone's well-intended. But there are children who slip through the cracks because of their economic or their family situations or whatever. We contact schools. Schools refer children to us who have an interest or a talent in the arts. It's an arts education program. They're trained, and not once they're trained, but part of the process is that they receive study stipends. I said study stipends. We're just not giving them anything. They have to take class. They have to follow directions. They have to turn in assignments. They have to research. They have to integrate with the people who come into the Sanchez Center to see what we're doing, what we're talking about, and that's New Orleans culture, particularly New Orleans, Louisiana's African-American cultural practices. People come from around the world to study, to look at it, to ask us, to engage. And these children, these youth, have to be involved in that as well. And so if they successfully complete what they're supposed to do, if they participate in class, they receive a study stipend.
You know, I've had the honor of doing a number of these Difference Maker segments here on Newell's show, and I've talked to people who introduce sports to at-risk youth and give them the opportunity to fall in love with participating in sports. I've talked to people who introduce business opportunities. I've talked to people who present culinary opportunities. And all of these avenues give young people something to be passionate about, something to care about, and something to want to live for. And what a better way to give something to live for than through the arts. So tell me, how do you do this? Are we talking about arts across the board, or is there a specific area of the arts that you focus on?
The area that I focus on would be dance, and it would be the literary arts. We bring in other artists with expertise in other genres to come in to teach, to lead, to mentor them. For instance, when you talked about business, Tecrema has a logo. Someone had to have designed that logo. So you design the logo. So now what's the next step? How do we put that logo on merchandise so that it's sold, so that we have some, so that we're generating some income from the development and the putting that logo on merchandise for sale? So we have all of these factors that come in. We have some youth that come in, and they don't come in, they don't participate weekly, but for special events, they come in because they come in and they work on the production side of what we're presenting or doing. And they're responsible for everything. Once I come in and give them the instructions, they're responsible for everything from setting up to breaking down to the sound to the lighting to making sure the costuming is in place and everyone is assigned or has what they need. And that's it. There are a lot of different avenues and venues to which we can apply these different genres or these different categories within the arts and the humanities.
Yeah, that's great. So from the visual arts to the performance arts to the behind-the-scene efforts to make everything to come together, you find a way to try and inspire the youth so that they have something to live for, something to look forward to, something that brings them joy and love that prevents them then from falling, like you said, between the cracks or ending up in a life of crime.
Right, right. And so for us, the objective of the program, one of the objectives is that the children, the youth, the young adults, they develop critical thinking skills. This isn't about them being seen. This is about them developing critical thinking skills so that, as you said, they don't fall between the cracks. Their lives are affected, or they can think about moving in another direction. One of the things we did this past session was, if we're talking about the literary arts and their writing and their creating, so what are you going to do with this after? How are we moving toward publishing this? But before you publish it, let's have a workshop. And the workshop is on copyright, on how to copyright your work. And what does copyright really apply to? And how is it going to serve you? So we raise funds, we do whatever we need to do so that the students who are involved in that, here's your fee for copywriting your work.
Tecrema, if someone's listening to this and they say, hey, I have something I can contribute, that I have skills, whether it's in art or production, whether it's in dance, music, literary, or some other form, or they know a child who would be a good candidate for a stipend to participate in your program, how do they get a hold of you, and how can they get involved in trying to help in your cause?
So our website is tecremaarts.com. Our email address is tecremacenter@gmail.com. Email us. We are welcome to receive, to work with anyone who wants to help the children in this community.
And Tecrema is spelled T-E-K-R-E-M-A. And thank you for being a member of the NOLA Coalition, for sharing the common goals with hundreds and hundreds of other individuals and organizations that really want to make a difference in our community and attack the crime problem from absolutely every angle so that we don't see the cyclical repeat of the spikes in crime that we all fear could be coming.
Yes. There's no fear. There's nothing but love and respect when you walk into any of the classes, whether it be a classical ballet class or a traditional West African dance class. are a discussion on how the HBCU marching band tradition was created. There's nothing but love and respect when you walk into our center.
Greer Mendy with the Tecrema Center for Arts and Culture. She's the founder and director. If you feel like you know someone who could help in her mission or that could benefit from her mission, please reach out and contact Tecrema. Thank you so much, Greer. Bye now.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You
bet. Have a great day.
I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman.